This is a podcast from the BBC.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, one of our listeners has left us some money. Also, more of your biggest weekend problems. There's a brand new way to say Dua Lipa, which is quite nice. And how did you get to the front? I'm always envious of people that are right at the front at gigs, but how do they do it? Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Scott Mills here. I've got some more of your biggest weekend problems coming up. If you are starting to stress a little bit, if you are coming to Radio 1's biggest weekend in Swansea, I can alleviate all worries for you. We've got quite a few coming in. If there's anything else that you're worried about, it could be clothing, it could be, I don't know, the weather.
Nail polish, anything.
There. Nail polish. We even offered really good advice on that yesterday. Let me know on 81199. Katie's been on from Bingham saying, I tell you what, Ed Sheeran has the right idea at the biggest weekend. Performing first so he can have an amazing rest of the weekend. I don't think that's necessarily why.
No, why not? If he's on first, it's a bit like having to do a speech at a wedding or something like that. Get on first, get it over and done with, and then you can enjoy the rest of the acts, can't you?
I've got stress then. I like the idea that Ed Sheeran wants to get it over and done with. I can enjoy the rest of my weekend now, lads. He is on first, though, on Saturday, midday.
That's so cool in itself, isn't it?
Like, that just shows you
as
how
an
massive,
opening act.
Right, like, it doesn't get any bigger. Ed Sheeran first, and then there'll be loads of people on now saying, well, what time should I start queuing for that? If you've got any issues like that, I said, let me know, 81199. Also, hello, Chelsea, who is in Portalbert in South Wales, so excited. She might wee when Shawn Mendes actually comes on stage on Sunday.
Well, don't throw it.
If you think that's a real possibility, then okay. But she knows the words to every single song. The thing is, like, that track we just played only just came out, like, today. By Sunday, loads of people will know the words to that, and they'll be singing along with Shawn. Scott Mills. I really want to big up Roisin Hasty off of the news earlier on Grimmy's show. Who, and it's happened to all of us, she just kind of was in the moment and she forgot where she was for just a few seconds and then, bless her, felt the need to apologise.
It's now 7:04. This is Radio 1 Newsbeat. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm hearing news people laugh.
Sorry.
It's now 7:04. This is Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Is it?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1. Who's this, please?
Hello, Scott. It's Matt Callanan.
Hey, Matt. What's going on?
Well, I'm down at the Radio 1 Academy in Swansea, and I've left you and Chris some money in an envelope for you.
Oh. At the Academy?
At the Academy, yeah, the Swansea Grand Theatre.
But we were there yesterday.
Oh.
Is that why? Was this some kind of tip? Is this... Why would you do this?
Was it to say thanks for the show?
Is this paying us off for something? Do you
value,
owe us money?
£10.
Well, I've hidden a load of tenors around the Radio 1 Academy because I run this kindness project called We Make It Happen, and one of these good deeds is called Tenor for Good, where I hide them around certain locations, and the finder has two rules. One, don't spend the money on yourself, and secondly, go and do some good with it.
Oh, that's really nice. You're a good person.
Thanks very much.
You must be minted. So what? You're, let me get this straight. You've left us two a tenner each. That's £20 down, and then you're dropping £10 notes in different places.
And I've hidden 10 around the venue.
Whoa. Hang on, I've seen something about this. I saw it earlier. Did I see it on BBC Three social media?
Yeah, they did a little Amazing Humans mini doc about it.
Oh right, so you're that guy.
That guy, yeah, the skin guy now.
The skin one, but very nice.
What are you hoping to achieve? Obviously, it's that some good deeds happen, but why have you taken this upon yourself to do this?
Well, I'm a cameraman, so that's why I'm doing video skills at the Radio 1 Academy today. Bizarre story, basically, I was in George Clooney's house filming a documentary.
Why? Oh, doing a documentary?
Yeah, doing a documentary for American TV about social causes and trying to engage young people into doing good. While I was there, I got inspired by George. While I was packing up the gear, he walks back in with his friend and my ultimate hero, Bill Murray.
Right.
What? My eyes were kind of popping out at this point. I was thinking, this day's going to be surreal.
This is insane.
I know. And then on the way home, I was feeling really lucky, just thinking, well, I've had this amazing day. Bought a lottery scratch card for the first time. The first two numbers I scratched off were £250,000. I thought, this is it, I'm going to be a quarter of a millionaire.
Right.
ended up winning 20 quid. So I was a little bit disappointed initially.
Right.
But then on the way home, I thought, perhaps this has all happened for a reason. Being inspired by George, saw my hero, Bill Murray, got 20 quid. So I decided to do some good with it. And then a few weeks after that, I took a homeless guy, a big issue seller, into a supermarket, gave him a basket, told him to fill it up and said the treat's on me.
Wow.
Yeah. And then outside, he was really emotional and he just kind of gave me this big, tight hug, a big kiss on the cheek and just tapped his heart and just said, my brother, my brother. And I went away thinking, I've kind of connected with this guy and just spent a small amount of money. So that's when I decided to come up with this idea of doing a kindness project called We Make Good Happen.
You can't get a better feeling than doing something like that, can you?
Mm. It's like, yeah, it's absolutely amazing. It's great. And it's really good when other people get involved. So we did this one good deed where we went into a care home. This woman was turning 100, this lovely lady called Marjorie, and she didn't have any family. So we went and put on this massive birthday party for her in the care home, entertained all the other residents. And then top it off, because she didn't have any family, we also adopted her as our nan.
Yes!
So she's now our official nan.
Go on, Marjorie.
The lovely Marjorie.
That's so nice.
Oh, you're really sweet. This is really good what you're doing.
However, we still need to get to the fact of where's our money at the Academy? We'll get to that next.
Scott Mills.
Karen in Plymouth says, that is such a lovely thing that guy does. I wish the world could be full of people like that. I mean, Matt's getting maximum love. Katie in Cambridge, it's Wednesday afternoon. I'm almost in tears in the office. This guy is so inspiring. What a human being. So we're speaking to Matt. He has hidden two envelopes of cash, £10 in each, for me and Chris, somewhere at the Radio 1 Academy at the Grand Theatre in Swansea. Isn't that right, Matt?
That's right, along with 10 other goods as well. Before... So there's actually 120 quid in the Swansea Grand Theatre at the moment.
In different places?
In different locations, yeah.
So there's two rules. We're not allowed to spend it on ourselves and we need to do some good with it.
Exactly, yeah.
And before we get back onto the money, you said you were at George Clooney's house filming a documentary. Talk to us about the house.
Clean kitchen?
Well, we were in his summer house, which was absolutely massive. So it was next to his mansion, basically. It was luxury.
Where was this?
In the UK. He's got a lovely mansion in the UK.
Oh, is it?
Coffee machines everywhere.
Everything is very pristine, and he had like an amazing pool just outside the window where we were filming. So, as you do, don't you?
Yeah, if you're George Clooney, you've got all of that and more.
Exactly.
I didn't even know George had a house here. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Like, obviously, they're lurking around somewhere in the Grand Theatre in Swansea right now. There's a tenner for me and a tenner for Chris, and we need to do something good with it, right? That's the rules.
Yep.
Not just buy each other a drink.
Well, yeah, exactly. Which would be a kind thing to do for someone else.
But not really the point.
What's your immediate thoughts on what you would do with the tenner? That's what I'm struggling with slightly here.
I mean, what kind of thing could we do with it?
Yeah, so there's been people that have put together homeless packs. There's been people that have turned it into £150 and then turned it into 150 Easter eggs and then taken it to the kids' hospital.
That's wicked. I like that.
So good.
And I think one of my funniest is there was a guy, he was outside one of, I think it was Euston Station. He put the £10 into the change machine, got 10 pences and 20 pences, then put the pile of change by the toilets where you have to pay to go in, like 30p.
That's so
just
good.
Just saying, have a free wee on us.
Yes, well, yes.
Free wees for everyone.
That's great. So you can be creative with this.
I find it so weird that you still get charged to go to the toilet. I mean, I know they've got to keep the upkeep and everything, but like,
yeah.
30p for a wee, really?
Well, exactly. It should be... I also think it should be different prices for what you're doing.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
have to type in the weigh-in, because you're getting ripped off if
right.
it's brief.
Exactly, you are. Like, I want to make a meal of it.
If you do... Well, you don't want to do that. But if you do go in, right, and you've invested a bit of money, 30 pence or something ridiculous like that, right? You want to kind of make a holiday of it, don't you? Like, really take your time.
At Euston Station. Really enjoy it. Okay, well, listen, here's what I think we should do, because we're not at the Academy today and we're not in Wales until the weekend, until Friday. If anyone's listening now who's going to the Radio 1 Academy today in Swansea, you should, by the way, because it's amazing. Loads of free classes, free sessions on how to get into the music industry, TV, radio, online, social media. If anyone finds our two envelopes that are meant for us, they've got Scott and Chris on them, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Can you ring us on 03700 100 100 or text us on 81119? Matt, if you can go and re-find the envelopes because you know where they are because you hid them, and can you put the Radio 1 phone number on it and just say, call this number?
Yeah, I will do, yeah.
And then hopefully someone will ring us or they'll text in, and then they can decide how they're going to pay forward the tenner.
Oh, yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah, love it.
Yeah, because I also want to check that people are spending my money on something that I approve of. Do you know what I mean? Like...
You're a very nice man and a ledge. Thank you so much. Hopefully someone will call us soon on this game of hide and seek at the Radio 1 Academy.
Thanks, Scott and Chris.
It's good a treasure hunt.
It is a treasure hunt. Love.
BBC. Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Jake in Swindon's got a couple of biggest weekend problems that he wants to have alleviated from his mind because he's starting to stress, you know, 3 days to go. He says, can I buy pizza at big weekend? Yep, there will be pizza, many different food stands. And probably some Annie Mac and Cheese.
It's always an Annie Mac and Cheese.
Always Annie Mac and Cheese every single year.
There's no other puns really that work with the rest of nothing really.
Nah. Jake also wants to say, can I go in and out and in and out of the park? Is it like getting your hand stamped on a night out? No, once you're in, you're in. And you really won't want to leave, Jake, anyway.
When you're out, it's Dragon's Den rules. When you're out, you're out.
Scott Mills.
Wednesday. What day is Wednesday?
Wednesday is Bambaleo Day.
Come on then.
Halfway through the week, people.
This person was not a fan of my banger's choice.
Oh dear.
Oi! Oh dear! Here's a lady from YouTube ages ago teaching you how to do a Scottish accent.
And right after graduation, I got a pet in a sitcom, a situational comedy.
A pet? I was the wrestling.
We are ready to rock and roll, second round of action. Amos is in a bit of pain here.
John Collins, happy 84th birthday. Here's some classic innuendo bingo.
I'm sorry I didn't get around to the champagne.
Not to worry. I'll just pour it over my kumquats for dessert.
Classic.
You know, we have a Welsh newsreader called Stefan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were saying earlier that at the water stations on Sunday on the London Marathon, not only do you you can grab some bottles of baby oil, but you can also grab, and this is how Stefan pronounced it,
pots of lube.
and there you are, your very own oil.
Thank you very much.
Just want to clarify, that is Vaseline.
Yes.
That is definitely Vaseline.
Which is also available.
Casual, William and Kate. Mm. Important clarification from HRH.
Chris at the tattoo parlour yesterday in Swansea.
And is it true Liam Payne's actually requested for a slightly more intimate tattoo as well? Is that true or is that not true?
I think, I can't say too much, but I think it might be. So time will tell.
Yeah. And is it in the shape of an animal or not?
It's definitely in the shape of an animal.
Is Roisin off the news earlier?
It's now 7:04. This is Radio 1 Newsbeat. Sorry.
Manus getting beaten on.
What's the back of the head?
ITV News.
Duncan Golestani, ITV News, Blackpool.
He slept through it. He missed it.
Completely missed it.
Hottest day of the year.
Indeed. He's I'm very it. Disappointed you didn't come in your shorts.
Elton John.
For the very first time I heard Ed Sheeran.
Manus is relaxed here, Pat. Okay.
He both wanted her.
Come on then. Matty H in West Cornwall. Loving Bumbleo in the sunshine. Jack is bumbleoing his nut off in Guildford. Happy Wednesday, Mills and Stark. Great Gap Lad, says Sam in Martin. Sam in Kenilworth. Jamie bumbleoing his mower off in Solihull. Alex flat out on the slurry spreading in Farmington.
Always.
Sammy the Thatcher dancing and laughing with his mallet in his hand.
Bambaleo, bambaleo.
Last of the Gap says Sophie in Bristol revising in the library during the penultimate week of uni ever. Scotty Lead says my head's fallen off. That was a fine gap.
Chelsea the engineer bumbling their buns off right now. Tasty Gap, Mills. Tasty Gap.
John in Sparkford bumbling in the caravan with his girlfriend. And Gary on the Isle of Wight was just about to get his hair cut but stayed in the car for Bumbleo Wednesday. Jenny in Norfolk, she's in her mum's car.
And Jamie scrubbing his tyres right now.
Oh.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Halfway through the week, everybody, come on. Ollie and Gary in the sun in Gosport. Nick in Sheffield, loving a live Bumbleo today. Normally a podcast listener, says it's the only pro of revision.
Jacob bumbling in the van, waiting for 5 o'clock to come along.
Yeah. And Ben in Norfolk is bumbling his joystick off in his John Deere sprayer.
Mills.
Hello, Sean, who's got another biggest weekend problem. People are really starting to stress now because it's so nearby. She says, I know a lot of people have asked this, but what are the times when the bands and artists are on? That's the most popular one I'm getting at the moment. I can tell you, you'll find set times at the event on the day in leaflet form. Thank you.
Is that getting sorted now, do we think?
Yeah, but
as in the times.
It's annoying people a little bit that they don't know who's on, but like you'll just have to work out the weekend if you're there. Also, Lee from Bristol with another biggest weekend problem. Scott, I'm unsure what sun protection factor to take with me, please, to Swansea. Yeah. You know I'm really funny about this. You know I am. No less than a 30, please, Lee. You know how I feel on this one, Chris. I'm like the sunburn police. Yeah. I packed my bag for Swansea today, and there is a separate
You've
bag.
You packed your bag for Swansea today?
Yeah.
It's Wednesday.
I know.
You're excited, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's what you've done there. You've got excited.
I've done it already. But there's a separate bag for sun cream and sunscreen. There's about 6 bottles. And if I see you on site at the weekend and I know you're not wearing any because you're going a little bit red, bear in mind, I will squirt you. And you have evidence of this.
Oh, yeah, he will squirt you. No doubt about it. And what is the difference between sun cream and sunscreen, please? I wasn't aware there was one.
Sunscreen blocks you from the sun, so that's a 50. And sun cream will be, well, let some of the sun in. Yeah, I actually saw a photo of a man recently who got so burnt twice in a row, which is a stupid thing to do. Like, because the tops of his legs were white, because that's where his shorts had been on. Then the middle of his legs, red, because of sunburn. Then his lower legs, a different shade of red, because sunburn. Looked like a Neapolitan ice cream. Nobody wants that.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Yes, Rhys in Warrington.
Yes, how we doing, Scott? Chris, what do you want, red or white?
What do you want, red or white?
Nice.
How are you, Rhys?
Nice.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I know that you're really looking forward to hearing Ed Sheeran do Biggest Weekend.
Yeah, I am. Can't wait.
Because you think that you sound as good as him.
Well, I wouldn't say as good as him. I don't think many people are as good as him, but I fancy myself.
Yeah, cool. What's your favourite song?
At the moment, it's a small bump. I know it's a classic of his, so it's a great song.
Yeah. I like, with the artists that are playing Biggest Weekend as well, that one song that means a lot to people.
Yeah.
Do you want the one song that you're looking forward to as well, rather than just the artist?
Yeah, yeah, it's got a lot of meaning to it, so...
Yeah, cool. But
you think you're quite a good acoustic singer, don't you?
Well, I think I'm not bad.
Come on then, let's hear it.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah, go on. Alright,
you ready?
Yeah, make it a clean one. Why has he moved away from his phone?
There
Come
you
back. You move really far away from your phone.
Oh. Might be left with my hair, but you'll have your mother's eyes.
Thank you very much.
He's really good.
Mm. Right, here's what I've got for you today.
Go on. They won't let me out. Oh.
Akon.
Nice.
This is Akon locked up. Oh, Chris,
was this after Lonely? Which came first, Lonely or Locked
Lonely
Up?
Was first.
Was
yeah.
it? Yeah. yeah. You remember Lonely?
Yeah.
Yeah, tune. My banger choice today is this. Two very different songs on bangers today. Both bangers. This is Foo Fighters, Best of You.
Banger. Banger.
Very good choices.
Very good. Well, it's up to me now, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, man.
Right. Well, I usually pick Chris, but I think I'm going to go with Scott. Woo!
One. Hello. We are BT Rose and Camille, aka Birthday Girls, aka the best people to throw a house party on a podcast.
Birthday Girls House Party. Woo!
It's not just a random house party. We've got a theme.
Yeah. We've thought about it. We've done some minimal preparation for this.
Yeah. Are we inviting people?
We're having guests.
Not just anyone.
It's James Acaster.
It's Woo! Comedy's James Acaster.
He's outside. I'm going to go get him now.
Hello, Camille. How are you?
Do you want some water?
What?
No.
All you need to do is search Kench, wherever what? You get your podcasts.
That's Kench.
You had me at Kench.
One. Someone's saying, play the Foo anyway. The Foo. A lot of people not happy with that because they wanted to hear Foo Fighters in the sunshine.
You know, you should be locked up.
A
lot of texts like that.
Got you, yeah. We got Kelly in Swansea saying, got tickets for both days. I'm so excited. Thank you for coming, Radio 1, to Swansea. Although this is kind of nice and chill for a sunny Swansea day, he was wrong. Foo Fighters in the sun should have been the one. Do you remember how ridiculous it was when Lonely first came out? Everyone was like, what's he doing with that voice?
I don't remember the initial reaction to it.
Lonely. And then loads of people did the same voice in songs.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Ben in London, who says, Scott, accommodation in Swansea wasn't cheap. I need some new wellies, but now can't afford any. If it's muddy, are bare feet allowed at Radio 1's biggest weekend? No, Diana Vickers.
One.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
I think I found the world's biggest James Bay fan. Hiya. Hey, Jamie in Worcestershire.
Hello.
You loved his live lounge from the Radio 1 Academy in Swansea earlier.
I did. It was absolutely amazing. It was so good.
Why do you love him so much?
I think he's just brilliant live. I've seen him live quite a few times and he's just so good. And I just think his music's just amazing.
What is a James Bay Ultra called? Like, what are the fans for James Bay?
Bays.
Assume they are.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So you're Jamie Bay.
So you're a Bay.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I thought that. Jamie Bay.
Yeah.
Are you obsessed with him then? So do you wear a hat out and about as well, like in homage?
I did actually buy a hat because we had a fancy dress once and we had to dress up as our favourite musician.
You went as James Bay?
Yeah, I bought the hat and everything.
So many people have been on about the live lounge. Laura earlier said, so happy James is back. That is how you smash a cover song. Keeping me sane through my assignment work. Lizzie and Robin in Midhurst absolutely loved it. Annie in Cornwall says, OMG, James Bay on the live lounge, switching up to One Dance. My wig. When's the next time you're going to see him then?
Sunday.
At Biggest Weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, you have got a fun few days ahead.
Oh, no, I can't wait.
Are you going to be front row as well?
I'm going to try and be front row, yeah. That's my plan.
It's so tricky. I'd love to know people who get front row, what the logistics are involved.
I never seem to get it.
Yeah, how long does that take?
Well, also, you've got to sit through loads of other acts, haven't you, that you might not be as bothered about.
Yeah, so I don't want to miss a good one.
If anyone has ever got to the front row at like an amazing, like massive concert, like a Taylor Swift or a Justin Bieber,
how?
Can you let me know how, please, on 81119? Like, how long were you there for and what was your strategy?
I think it's a lot of patience, definitely.
Front row people, Get in touch, 81199.
This is Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
People have just got different ways of getting to the front at gigs. Emma managed third row at Beyonce, didn't even get there that early, but it's a lot of kind of wriggling and squeezing through, pretending that their friends are at the front. Excuse me, my friends over there, my friends at the front, and eventually just work your way through and through and through and through.
No one must believe that, though. I suppose it's not worth the hassle. Jenny in Nottingham, I was in the front row for Foles a few years ago. I mostly managed it by being short and just wiggling my way to the front through people's knees.
Right.
So what's that like? Hands and knees, just getting through people.
Another gig hack here from Ellie, who says, I generally frantically shout my sister's name and we're like, my sister, she's over there. And then and wait until enough people let her just wiggle to the front. It's all quite devious, this, isn't it? But, like, I guess it works.
Hey, Fonzie.
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
Scott Mills here. I never doubted it, but our listeners are geniuses.
Well, what have they done?
Well, it's just that all of these hacks about how to get to the front at gigs ahead of Radio 1's biggest weekend. Mm. Like Zach, who says, go down the sideline to the inline with the stage and then cut across because people don't mind moving sideways as opposed to backwards.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Mark Ferguson, who got pretty much to the front at Ed Sheeran by wearing a high viz that he found on the floor.
Quite clever.
There's a picture on Twitter. It's like him just like slowly making his way to the front with his thumbs aloft, like, yay. Josh, how did you get to the front?
I use a Japanese man.
Okay, what? Explain.
Basically, I was at Reading in 2016, somewhere at the back of the church's gig, and I got talking to a man from Japan, and he was a big fan of churches, and I thought he deserved to get to the front, so I chucked him on my shoulders and marched my way to the front, so we both got a win out of it.
Right, so you just used the excuse that it was his first gig?
Well, I used the excuse that he'd come all the way from Japan to see churches.
Right.
So you were making your way through the crowd at Reading with a Japanese man on your back, like a backpack, and basically, like, because he wants to get to the front, yeah. And he has come all the way from Japan, well, to be fair.
So he's shouting at people, man from Japan, big churches fan.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Coming through.
Oh, yeah, I bet he had the time of his life.
He did. There's we did take a couple of pictures at the front as well. So,
did you get right to the front?
Pretty much right to the front. Maybe a couple of people back from the front, but
I can imagine you go, he's from Japan, he's come all the way, yeah. let him through.
Scott Mills.
I'm obsessed with Lisa and Simon, who tonight in their garden, because the weather's going to be all right, are having a big weekend planning meeting.
Oh, wow.
A bit like we do, but we'll be doing like DJ sets and introducing people on the stage, but they're just having a plan of like, right, let's work out where we meet, where we go, what time we come back, like what entrance we go in, everything. They're having like a full-on meeting tonight at their house in the garden over like a couple of beers.
Straight up logistics then?
Absolutely, all the logistics.
Serious.
Coming up, I've got the UK's official number one from Dua Peep.
Yeah.
Do you hear about that?
Yeah.
New way to say Dua Lipa, if you haven't heard about it, I'll explain.
Scott Mills.
The pop star Dua Lipa, who's been given a rebrand thanks to legendary chat show host and meme queen Wendy Williams. So Wendy was discussing Dua's look at the Billboard Music Awards and from now on reinvented how we referred to Dua Lipa.
Okay, what do you think about Dua Lipa?
Scott Mills.
Rihanna's already sorted her outfit for Radio 1's biggest weekend, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, so you're in Newport, or have you come from Newport to Swansea?
I've come from Newport to Swansea.
Okay, talk me through the outfit, Rhiann. What is it?
So I've got a red dress with, like, wild animals all over it.
Lush.
And I got a bum bag.
Yeah, what's on the bum bag?
It's just black with gold diamantes on it.
You've really thought about this. Okay, yeah.
I have, and I've got gold shoes and gold hoops and space buns and glitter. Proper festival.
Wow, it's really on. Wow. And yet, right, how long did this take you to organise?
Well, it was a lot of Pinterest looking on and different things like that. But no, it took me a good week, I'd say.
Right. Just casually looking up space buns on Pinterest.
Yeah.
It'll be worth it.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.